Mecklenburg County mailed 400,000 notices to property owners Wednesday, giving them their new property valuation for 2019. The county said the value of all county property has surged by 54% since the last valuation 8 years ago. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The numbers from this year's revaluation show just how strong the county's real estate market has been and still is. Since the last countywide reval 8 years ago, the average increase for both residential and commercial property is 54%. Commercial property has been even stronger with a 77% increase compared to a 43% increase for residential property. Assessor Ken Joyner says values have surged past pre-recession levels.
Well, back in 2011, the county was going through a recession at that point, and values not only were declining over those last few years of that 8-year cycle, but it continued on until early 2013. Since that time, our market has recovered.
He says those higher values don't necessarily mean you will pay more in property taxes. Mecklenburg commissioners, the Charlotte City Council, and suburban towns will set new tax rates, and they will likely lower them, at least somewhat. By law, they must consider a revenue-neutral tax rate that would bring in the same amount of money as last year. Homeowners who see their homes increase in value by 20% could actually have a smaller tax bill this year than in 2018, depending on what tax rate is set. For the county, that tax rate is 82 cents per $100 of value.
We could see quite a few people who pay less after the 2019 reval, yes.
Mecklenburg commissioners are holding a retreat in Greensboro this week where they will talk about the reval and tax rate, as well as their budget priorities for the upcoming fiscal year. The Charlotte City Council will do the same thing in Raleigh next week. For the elected officials, there's likely to be a debate over how far to roll back the tax rate versus how much new money can be raised for things like schools and parks. This is the first reval since the flawed 2011 revaluation, which led to the county giving tens of millions of dollars in refunds. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.